All right. Tommy is not feeling well today, and so he's not here, but we're going to go ahead and have it anyways. So I am not Tom. I'm Jay, and we'll kick this off. I want to start by sort of a state of the congregation. Since you didn't get a State of the Union address, then you can at least say you got a state of the congregation. Spring Road. If you look around, Spring Road's a vital congregation. Amen? Amen. A lot of places around town can't say that, but this congregation is vital in the community. Does a lot of good work. There are a lot of great things that go on here at the congregation that you may or may not know about. People get fed. People get helped. Financial burdens are lifted, and it's all because of the folks sitting right here in this congregation in concert with God. He is here, and the state of this congregation as well. Not everybody's healthy all the time, and not everybody's feeling great all the time, but this congregation sticks together, prays together, does, in my opinion, well together. And so that's good news. For today's meeting, just a few ground rules. What we're going to do in order to save on time, because we realize lunch is sitting out there at some point in time, we're going to have a question and answer session at the end. So let us get through all the 8 bullet points here. Yeah, or the 7, and then let's have a Q&A as long as you want. With that being said, I'm going to have Todd come up and start us off.
It's not often you get to speak twice on a Sunday morning. I just want to bring to your attention that we have an adult education team that plans the curriculum for Sunday mornings and Wednesday night classes. We formed that team last year, early in the year, and it's composed of, in alphabetic order, Duke DeLong, Jenny Longo, Diana Morris, Ray Thorne, myself, and Robin. And so we formed this team to enhance the structure of the education ministry and to see if we could enhance education itself. And so we were just in there planning this morning for spring quarter and summer quarter. What the classes are going to be. So if you're interested in teaching, we would love for you to see one of us or be here for the ministry fair as well. If you have any suggestions on topics or class structure, anything else, see one of us, we'd love to hear what your suggestions are. There is a new class that's beginning next Sunday. It's a college-age 20-something class. Cody LaRochelle and Morgan Kemp will be facilitating that class. And it was created really to give those high school kids who have graduated from high school a class to go to, because a lot of them don't have a class for their age group, and so they've been staying in the high school class. And so now they'll have a class that they can go to with kids their age. So it includes, like I said, college age 20-something, which would even include up to early 30s, but no higher than that. Also, as you know, that's the adult education. The Harmony team, as many of you know, began last summer, involves mic'd singers to help enhance our singing. And so I'm asking you, if God has given